Welcome to Come Follow Me on the Go. My name is Kylie, and this podcast is designed for families and children that are in the car and on the go. In each podcast episode, I will be sharing brief stories from the Come Follow Me lesson plans. I will also provide questions that families can pause the podcast and discuss and chat and grow closer together as a family unit and closer to Christ while they are in the car and on the go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's Come Follow Me on the Go. We are jumping into 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7 this week, and we're going to start in chapter 7. And I'm sorry, I still don't have my normal voice, so bear with me. We are going to start in verses 4 and 5 this week. And in these verses, Paul teaches us like why we have trials. And the reason why we have trials, he tells us, part of it is because we then are comforted by other people. And because we've been comforted by other people in our trials, we then are able to learn how to comfort other people. So a simple question for that is just think about a time that you've been comforted, that something hard happened, whether you crashed your bike and got all scraped up, or maybe it was you lost your friends at school, but how were you comforted, and have you had the opportunity yet to comfort somebody else? Okay, we're gonna jump now to chapter 2, verses 7 through like 11. And in these verses, Paul teaches us some of the steps of like how to forgive someone. And he also teaches us one of the reasons why we need to forgive someone. So he teaches us that if we're going to forgive someone, we should comfort them. Like we should be willing to comfort them when they're in need as well. And we need to confirm our love towards them. So that probably looks different for everybody. But he teaches us that if we don't forgive people, that we are giving Satan the upper hand on us. So I don't know how or why. Maybe it's just because our hearts will still be full of anger and easily manipulated. But I think a really good little example of this is I've had some of my best friends come from being like my enemies first. That's a silly way to put it. But I thought they were mean, or I saw them do mean things to other people. And then the more I got to know them, the more I understood their actions. And, you know, they didn't mean for it to come off rude. And I was able to forgive them and get to know them and end up being someone that can comfort them in their times of need and a really good friend. So have you had the chance yet to forgive someone, to have been hurt by a friend or a sibling, and have the opportunity to forgive them and at some point maybe comfort them when they crash their bike, and talk about that with your family? Okay, I'm going to jump to chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And in these verses, Paul kind of helps us look at the world upside down, if that makes any sense. He lists all these hard things that happen in the world, like we'll be troubled, worried, stressed, we'll be sad, we'll be confused, we'll be persecuted, so we'll be like teased and put down. But he said, despite all of those hard things, so even though we experience those hard things, we are really like, we don't have to be distressed. We don't have to be worried. We don't have to be in despair because we're confused. So we don't have to be sad. Just because we're persecuted doesn't mean we're alone. He tells us that even though we've been like cast out to the side and have no friends, we aren't destroyed. Like he tells us, it doesn't matter what hard things are going in our lives. All these good things are true at the same time as those things going on. So my question is, how is that possible? Like, how are we able to be suffering but also blessed because of it? how are we all alone in like human friendships, but not truly all alone? How can that be? Who is it through? I think one really good example of this for me in my life for you guys would be when I was in high school. Well, actually from elementary through some of high school, I went to a private school where you knew everybody. Like my elementary had one class per grade, so I knew all 25 of those people. And then the high school was like five of those small private schools in one. So you still knew all 100 people in your class. And when I was a junior, I switched to a giant public school where I didn't know anybody. I did know some people, but I still felt all alone. And like, it was really hard. It was a really hard transition, but I wasn't alone. Like I found Christ so quickly in that experience because of, well, one was seminary. I had the privilege of getting to go to seminary. So it was like I had the comfort every day of filling the Holy Ghost when I would go to seminary. And it would be like in the middle of the day. So like the day would be really hard and I'd be really sad and really lonely and have like, where do I even go sit for lunch? Like that's how I was feeling. And then all of a sudden I'd go to seminary and I'd feel like buoyed up and I would start to meet new people. And through this hard thing, I still had Christ at my side. Like I still had a friend in my Savior. Okay, so in chapter 4, verse 17, Paul reminds us to like, always keep our spiritual goggles on, like to look at what's happening in our life through a spiritual lens as much as we possibly can. He teaches us that our afflictions are really light. They don't feel light, but he says in like the grand scheme of thing, they're only for a moment. In all of eternity, this will be a blink of an eye of how long we're suffering. And he says, and these moments of suffering are like far greater for our eternal good. Like we will be, the benefit will greatly outweigh the hard times we're feeling. So he says like, he's just reminding you to like, look at it from an eternal perspective. This hard day, this hard week, this hard year, however long it's been, it's not gonna last. And in the picture of your eternal life, it will benefit you and be just a moment. If any parents in the car want a fun little idea, I thought it'd be really fun to go with this scripture, like an enrichment activity at home, would be to like give your kids a hard challenge, like a physically hard challenge, and set a timer. So like a wall sit or a plank, or maybe your family's gonna run a mile, and then have an eternal reward at the end. So whatever that might look like for your family, brownies and ice cream, or watching a movie together, whatever it might be, but just to let them like get a taste or a physical understanding of like, we can do hard things, it doesn't last forever, and there's always a benefit at the end. Sometimes we don't like get to see it with our own eyes, like a movie or a brownie, but like there's always a benefit at the end after a trial. Okay, so we're gonna go to chapter 5 now, verse 20, and talk about it. So in this verse, Paul teaches us that we are all ambassadors for Christ. And what does that mean? What does it mean to be an ambassador? So an ambassador is someone who is like accredited or set apart or assigned to be a representative for something. Usually it's like a foreign country that has an ambassador. And there's cool programs where like youth can be ambassadors for their country and they'll get to like wear matching shirts or a tag and travel the world and kind of see what being an ambassador would entail for that country. We are ambassadors for Christ, is what Paul is teaching us. And every day, we don't get to wear a badge that says, I'm an ambassador for Christ. We just get to do it through our actions and our words and our behaviors. There is a time, right, where you get to be an ambassador for Christ, an official representative, and you do wear a tag, right? That's when you get to serve a mission. But Paul is teaching us that we are always ambassadors of Christ. So share a time that you felt that privilege, that you have been able to recognize, like, oh, I totally was an example of Christ today because of this, or this person was able to come to church this Sunday because I invited them to. So discuss that. What does it mean and what does it look like to be an ambassador of Christ, and have you had that experience? For parents that have gone on a mission, I think this would be a really cool opportunity to, like, share some stories from your mission. Maybe get down your tub of mission stuff and talk about the country you went to or the state you went to, and just get your kids excited for the trials that come with missions, but the blessings that come from missions. Okay, our last scripture is so short and so good, though. Paul tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. And I'd have to say all of my major decisions in life have felt way more walking by faith than by sight. Most of the time I have to not know what's coming next and take that step regardless. And Heavenly Father has always made those decisions for my benefit. So what does it look like to walk by faith and not by sight? Hopefully your parents can maybe give you some good examples in their lives of experiences they've had this. Maybe you have already had a similar experience. I know of a young man who has always played a certain sport, and out of nowhere, he just felt like, no, I need to take a break. And he didn't know what he was going to do. He probably felt some sorrow, like leaving something he loved and friends he loved. But he still took that leap of faith to see what Heavenly Father had in store for him instead of that. So discuss it. And maybe one of your older kids wants to plan a faith walk, and you guys can put on a blindfold when you get home and walk by faith to wherever he wants you to get to. So great scripture. These were wonderful chapters. I have loved studying these letters that Paul wrote. Again, it's always fun to write someone a letter if you want to do something at home. So discuss, what does it mean to walk by faith and what does it look like? Have you had any experiences? Okay, that is all that I have for you guys this week. I hope that you guys were able to have good discussions and grow closer together as a family and closer to Christ while you are in the car and on the go. Have a good week.